This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Owen Sawyer here, filling in for Alex, but we will be hearing from Alex live shortly as he has to get into the news right now that's breaking with McCabe wanting immunity for his testimony, where he's saying, whatever I say in this testimony, let's say it's about Spygate, whatever names or activities and everything he says cannot be used against him. So he wants immunity in his testimony. You also have the Justice Department about to show classified materials on the FBI source or sources that were inside the Trump campaign that we just were made privy to via newly redacted text messages. Acunas Lures, that's outside contiguous United States spies within the Trump campaign. Alex Jones joins me now to help break this all down. Alex, the deep state and Mueller's team is really in trouble right now, and I think that there's multiple signs that they have nothing. For example, requesting the cell phones, threatening Manafort with prison. They've got nothing, Alex, and they're about to be exposed. What do they do next?
This is ultra-massive. The history that we are witnessing right now is so incredible. That's exactly why I'm here on the broadcast with you until the bottom of the hour. We're going to lay it all out chronologically because, again, they're hoping, like goldfish, we have no memory. Everything they do, in the words of one of Obama's top advisors, and we go back to remembering Jonathan Gruber, is having no memory. They bet everything on us having no memory. So we're going to have a memory after the break and just chronologically walk through exactly everything that's happened on record, but just recapping the recent developments. We have the new 500 pages of text messages that came out where they have the FBI/CIA term for these outside the continental United States lures going into plant breadcrumbs 2015. Ladies and gentlemen, we got NSA database documents that they admitted were real. And I know they even considered trying to prosecute whoever gave them to us. Of Trump, myself, and others being spied on year one when Obama got into office. They've known full well what Trump's been planning, this American take back. They know he's pure Americana. Look at everything he's doing to every other nation in the world. He's totally dominating everything for the U.S. The U.S. is totally turning around. America's back. The globalists are the ones that hate America on record. They don't know what to do. So 2015, a year plus, a year and a half before they now have been caught spying on Trump. Now we know they were spying back then. Of course they were with HUMET. That's just human intelligence. There was electronic total surveillance going on starting in 2009. Now, let's expand on that. You fast forward. We've got these deep state moles in there that have been trying to block these secret documents getting transferred out of the DOJ to the House Intelligence Committees and others. Trey Gowdy's been blocking that. Now we know why he's leaving Congress. He knew this was all going to come out. Gowdy's a former federal prosecutor. His cover's been completely blown. He's obviously been compromised decades ago, just like Jeff Sessions was a federal prosecutor and U.S. attorney and all these other things, high-level deputy head of the Justice Department. These guys know where the bodies have been buried, but that also makes them corrupt. That makes them compromised. So Trey Gowdy, now uncloaked as a Sith. So we now have that going on. And you have McCabe, as you said, trying to get immunity. That immunity will also protect him from perjury. So it's a double entendre. He doesn't just want protection because he's going to release criminal stuff they've done. He wants to be able to spin it and lie about it in Congress and then be protected from perjury with the immunity. So that's a double-edged sword. We're going to walk through all this because a lot lot more when we come back. Because remember, oh, no one was spying even electronically. Oh, no one was even monitoring. Oh, there was no HUMAT. Oh, there was, it's all totally insane. Alex Jones is insane.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
It's Thursday, June 7, 2018, and you, right now, listening to this, are living in some of the most remarkable, historical, truly amazing times in human history. And more than anything, I just want you to be a part of it. But here we are today dealing with a deep state that has been corrupting American politics for decades. Donald Trump came along and wanted to do something about it, and everything that has followed is a result of that. Now, Alex Jones joins me here. He is on vacation, but he is joining us live to break all of this down. The McCabe request for immunity, the threat to jail Manafort, the exposure of the Aconis lures, a.k.a. foreign spies, used by the Obama administration against the Trump campaign. Alex Jones joins me now to break it all down. Alex, these are truly historic times that we're living in, and we've been preparing for this really for years, expecting this news to finally come to the public.
That's right, and we have hundreds and hundreds of pieces of incredible news today to cover, but out of all these that fit into this constellation of information, remember Gruber, Jonathan Gruber, 3 years ago, saying, I came up with Obamacare as a way to double and triple prices. The president needed to deceive the public, so I came up with a plan where we'd phase it in over several years. First, we tell them that it would give them free health care. Then we tell them that it would be the price of a cable bill. Then we tell them that they could keep their doctor. Then we tell them, oh, we always told you it would double and triple prices. And he said on C-SPAN in front of a bunch of top professors, he said, thank God they're so stupid. Thank God they have no memory. So they're hoping you don't have a memory as they insult your intelligence. But InfoWars is about having a memory. Our audience does have a memory. And we also go back into the memory hole. Coming up next segment, I'm going to play a clip from back on March 3rd of 2017. The president had just been in for a couple months. And remember, CNN said the source of Trump saying he was being spied on was InfoWars, and that we were totally insane. But the truth is, we show in the report the actual New York Times article from the 20th where they admitted he was being spied on, and they admitted it in November. They admitted it in December and the 1st of January. Within 2 days of Trump being elected, they panicked and went, don't worry, in the news, Obama had been monitoring Trump. They are Russians. We have the proof. And that was a bold announcement to people in the government. Stay there. He's not going to get seated. We're going to block the delegates. He will not get the delegates from the Electoral College. And remember, they had Pelosi's daughter on TV saying, Alex Jones has threatened me. I want him arrested on Fox News. I had never threatened her. I just said it was traitorous and illegal and criminal to be trying to block those delegates being seated on the 7th of January. So up until then, they were announcing he is a Russian. Obama was monitoring him. We know he's a Russian. We have total proof. He was financed by Russians. And then they started, of course, pushing the PPGate dossier and then just all these incredible stories to make people in government, control freaks. You can just read the Strzok emails and the rest of it, the text messages. These are a bunch of bumbling, panicking, you know, just insane leftists. They all believe the Russiagate thing. They went along with it. They tried to block Trump, believing that he would never get seated. Then he got seated as president. Then they got more hysterical. Schumer goes on TV and says, the intelligence community has 7 ways this Sunday to get you. All the threats come out. They say, we have the proof, don't worry. But the truth is, the proof was on them. So all of that began to unfold. All of that began to go on, and Trump was now the president. He could declassify anything he wanted. He is the final person who can declassify anything he wishes. That's under the Constitution. That's a part of his executive power. Well, Trump decided not to. He just said, you guys were illegally spying on me, and you can go to prison for that, and you illegally leaked it as well. And they went, that is preposterous, starting on January 21st of last year. They said, that is preposterous. That is insane. Remember, up until just recently, they would say every day, it's totally not true. Bill Maher last Friday said that I'm super evil. Alex Jones is evil. He's a liar. No one's spying on Trump. So they can't even get the propaganda straight. Now, fast forward until now, they have perjured themselves to Congress. They have illegally leaked false information. They've gone and gotten warrants with false information. They paid their wives and husbands at Fusion GPS millions of dollars for false information. McCabe's wife was given $500,000 by Hillary. All of this is now coming out, piling up. They were set up by Trump beautifully when he knew all this from day one. Let them take the bait. Let them take it hook, line, and sinker. They ran out with it for a long, long time. Now they're exhausted. Now they're being reeled back in. Now they're being gaffed one after the next, thrown into the boat to be taken back to dock and sliced up and then put into delicious deep fry. We're going to have hush puppies, maybe even have a little toddy or something, you know, after that, maybe some cold beer. Now, but look, we're not back to dock yet. We haven't gotten the ship in. We haven't sliced them up yet. So we're not there yet. But let me tell you, we're getting well into the third act here. And the fat lady's a little bit down the road. I think we might be hearing her sing, at least on this critical chapter in history. But the enemy is cornered now. All the cornered rats are going to show themselves. Suddenly, Paul Ryan, the disgraced speaker, suddenly Gowdy, the pinhead, Babalai, the glass doll. Suddenly, all of these people are uncloaking and are showing themselves, saying, oh, of course, we were surveilling him. It's no big deal. It's just the FBI. And it's just the Democrats, you know, 13 of them running this special project secretly and illegally. And yes, it's totally normal just to monitor everything because, you know, there were Russians, which have now been disproven. And so, okay, yeah, it's about 1,000 times worse than Watergate, but just move along. Nothing to see here. Go away. How dare you be anti-law enforcement, Trump? But everybody's going, wait a minute, you said you weren't spying on him for the last couple of years. But even though the general public's memory isn't that good, they still, when they heard it 10,000 times in every late-night comedy show, and in fact, we've got a special compilation if Rob Duke can find it. I wanted it last week. We couldn't. It's no big deal. But I think McBreen made one. It's a short compilation of just late-night comedy, just a few minutes of it. There's a longer one. I don't want to play that one. It's like a five-minute one. There's about a minute and a half of late-night comedy saying Alex Jones is insane. He told Trump he's being spied on, and then it's CNN saying it. I think that's the compilation I really, really want because it just shows the viewers and the listeners what we're dealing with and how stupid they think everybody is. So now we're getting down the line. Now they've committed incredible crimes. Now they've come up with empty-handed on the fake Russiagate thing. What are they going to do? Well, they're not going to give up their criminals. They have nothing to lose. So now they're threatening Manafort for supposedly speaking out. Now I'm saying you better shut up. Now they are trying to squeeze other people, and now they admit, mainstream news, okay, there's no Russia. Now it is processed, just as we predicted, that somebody might have made a false statement, or somebody might have bounced a check 10 years ago, literally, or somebody might have filled out on a checkbook something wrong 7 years ago, or somebody literally might have bought a sandwich. These are the type of questions going on with Roger Stone's people. Someone might have bought a sandwich on a political account and a glass of tea. So we're now down to like $11 and $12 and $15 stuff on expense accounts. When you see the whole economy coming back, when you see the republic being reborn, when you see sovereignty and confidence, all of this, and you see political correctness in and Hollywood and the Chi-Coms and the Devil Pope and everyone back on their heels and the pedophile armies back on their heels. While all this is happening, there are still hordes of people who can't even name one Obama accomplishment that was good, still saying they hate Trump because they're a bunch of jellyfish followers born in the bosom of liberty who are spoiled rotten brats and don't realize how damn good they've had it because they live inside a bubble because they are the goldfish. We are awake. We are conscious. We have a memory. We're trying to have a future. We've proven we know what we're doing. We are America. We are the Renaissance. We are Western civilization worldwide. And the globalists don't know what to do, and they're panicking. And so the big question is, what are they going to do next? That is the big, giant question. What are they going to do next, my friend?
Well, they won't go away without a fight. We know that much, and we're starting to see some of that fight, but Trump really has the ace up his sleeve when it comes to this Mueller probe because he can pardon Flynn, he can pardon Manafort, they know it, and so they're trying to act like he's bad for using the pardoning power now before he does it to all these innocent people the deep state tried to take out. We'll be right back with Alex Jones. Don't go anywhere.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's a very confusing time in the financial markets, and nobody knows that better than financial markets analyst Doug Casey. Casey Research wants to send you a free copy of Doug's controversial new book about the stock market, our economy, and American politics. Warning, this book is not politically correct. Casey is known for his outspoken and brutally honest views. He once called global warming a political scam. He's made millions betting on investments seen as too controversial by the mainstream. In this new book, Casey reveals shocking predictions about hot issues like immigration, Russia, and the next stock superboom. Doug Casey is an investing legend. Find out where he's looking for gains in spaces like tech, even cryptocurrencies. But watch out, this book is simply too controversial for bookstores. Go to totallyincorrectoffer.com to get your free copy so you can see for yourself. Shipping and handling charges apply. But be warned, this material may be taken down at any time. Just go to totallyincorrectoffer.com. That's www.totallyincorrectoffer.com. totallyincorrectoffer.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
To the Alex Jones Show, filling in studio here at the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. I'm Owen Schroyer. Alex is on the road reporting on all the breaking news that's coming. You may have seen the headline, Mueller requests witnesses' cell phones in Russia probe. Let me just translate that for you. Mueller has nothing in Russia probe. If he had anything, he wouldn't need the cell phones. And I find it ironic how they're now using the Daily Beast, the Politico, all these hack news websites, they're saying, Ivanka was in contact with Russians, tried to set up a meeting with Putin. If Donald Trump was colluding with Putin, why would he need Ivanka to attempt to set up a meeting with Putin? These people are so insane, they don't even see it. But as Alex Jones was breaking down in the last segment, they're like goldfish in a bottle, just being observed and manipulated and fed whatever the owner decides to feed them. Alex, you were just getting into that, the foreign spies that they had in the Trump campaign, how it's all about to be exposed.
That's right. We're going to put a new compilation video together today. And we're going to air it today because we did another compilation video. We heard it once. We can't find it. But the point is we're going to put a new one today. So whoever's doing the video grabbing, here's what I want on air. We're going to have a little project on this right now. I want Bill Maher last Friday saying Alex Jones is insane, and he's the source, saying that Trump is being spied on by the FBI. And then he shows InfoWars.com article. He does it twice. I want that. I want to cut that in with all three of the late-night comedy hosts, Fallon, Colbert, and the other one. I want to. There's just quick clips. I only want like a minute of it. Of those guys saying the source for Trump is Alex Jones and InfoWars. And then I want to cut it to Anderson Cooper saying the source is Alex Jones and InfoWars. I want to really throw that in their face because they hope no one remembers. And I know as an audience you remember and you go, Alex, we know all about it. We don't need to hear about this. Tell us what's new. The general public, ladies and gentlemen, does not remember this. And if you simply show it to them or point it out to them, they will absolutely have an epiphany that they've been lied to. This is a critical point. They have committed operations here, literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times. More insane than anything Richard Nixon ever did. Nixon got in trouble, never got caught himself, for having the plumbers break into the guy he was running against, the Democratic Party, break into his psychiatrist operation. This is when Nixon was 20 points ahead of him in polls, ended up winning in a landslide. Never got the information, never used the information. There were globalists inside the White House that knew the burglary took place. Used it to bring down Nixon. So this is how they operate. And so that was breaking into a psychiatrist's office. This is years of illegal spying. Tens of millions of dollars of taxpayer money spent to do it. Fake reports, lying to Congress, lying to get fake warrants, lying to create parallel construction. All of this is coming out now, and you've got, just shamefully, Trey Gowdy sitting there, suddenly going, it's quite normal to have the FBI spy on everything you did. Really? Is that why you all lied about it? Imagine if the FBI had been inside Hillary's campaign. No, the very same people, McCabe and Strzok, are the ones that ran the kid gloves fake investigations of Uranium One, of Hillary Server, of all of it. The very same people that are in their text messages saying, she's going to be president, we better really, you know, softball this thing. Those very people are the ones that then ran the operation against Trump. And here's the final equation, the big one. The big burrito, as they say, the big enchilada. And that's that we know this wouldn't have been done unless Obama and Susan Rice and Samantha Powers ordered it. And I've been told by high-level sources that they are the ones that ordered it. And guess who those high-level sources were? Again, back in November, back in December, and back in early January, they were quoted in Atlantic Monthly, the New York Times, the New Yorker Magazine, you name it, by the scared left, saying, don't worry, senior administration officials were aware of the Russian penetration and were monitoring and spying on Trump with conventional wiretaps, digital spies, you name it. Again, we've pulled these articles. We've written stories about it. They were the ones that bragged that they were spying on Trump. Their arrogance is incredible. Chuckie Schumer's arrogance is incredible. The fact that the Democrats can't even find leadership. The fact that the Democrats can't even find who is going to lead their party and don't even understand it's a crisis is evidence. You know, we have an amazing video coming up that you're going to play in the next segment, Owen, of Savannah Hernandez going out. And this is basically unedited. She just cut the spaces out. They could not find anybody in downtown Austin. They could not find anybody down by Barton Springs. They could not find anybody at the University of Texas who could say an accomplishment of Obama. They couldn't say an accomplishment. Well, let me give you his accomplishments. Creating the worst race relations in this country in 65, 70 years. Almost destroying the Second Amendment. Freezing our economy. Transferring most of our weapons technology and energy technology to China. Allowing the Office of Personnel Management hack that totally exposed our entire systems. Launching the huge Arab Spring that killed over a million people and toppled many of our allies and put radical Islamic regimes in power, helping create ISIS, standing down during Benghazi, allowing that nightmare to take place, and the list goes on and on. So we should actually have a video report where we list the real accomplishments of Barack Hussein Obama. I was thinking today I might sit down for a few hours, and so take a few hours, and write out a list of Obama's real accomplishments from a globalist perspective, like Pope Francis, the pedo pope, and his accomplishments, wrecking the Catholic Church, wrecking Christianity, opening Europe up to Islam, attacking the family, attacking family values, you know, watering down the Catholic stance on abortion, on and on and on. You get to see it from their perspective, wrecking free market, wrecking the West, wrecking the family. This is their goal. This is their operation, swallowing up a whole generation of millennials that think he's God. It is truly a shameful situation, but we should also open the phones up and just ask the listeners, what do they think is going to happen as all of this unfolds? Now, that said, ladies and gentlemen, they're cornered, and they're going to strike back, and we're not out of the woods yet, but I can tell you at this point, they're not going to get away with what they've done in the past, and even if they kill Trump or killed me or killed 100 other patriot leaders, they will never reverse the tide against them. The world knows the truth. The thinking man and woman of every race, color, and creed understands the score and is supporting the patriot institutions like InfoWars and are spreading the word despite all the censorship. And notice Google's bit off more than they can chew, calling all Republicans Nazis. That's going to blow up. Now they're having congressional hearings with Congressman Nunes. It's happening. And so these big tech giants are going to get broken up. These globalist institutions that have gone too far, they're going to find out the truth, because they have pushed and pushed and pushed. But I do want to encourage listeners to continue to support InfoWars. We've got some of the biggest sales ever and free shipping on all our best-selling items.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, Beta Glucans, Olive Leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta Glucan, Olive Leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles. A four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you have been hearing the latest from Alex Jones in regards to why you have the deep state panicking right now with the Mueller probe totally being exposed for the witch hunt partisan hack job that it is, which is, of course, run on the top by the globalists, which need to bring down America in order to bring in the one world government. Alex Jones was breaking that down. Before we go to the clip of Savannah Hernandez going in Austin, Texas, asking people Obama's accomplishments, and they come up empty. Alex Jones, break that down one more time for us, the historical times we're living in.
That's right, and I want to be very clear with listeners. We better get on our knees and thank God, because a lot of people prayed for Providence. They prayed for a Nineveh reprieve. We've still got huge problems facing us on so many fronts, but at least we have a spirit now. and a group of people who want to work for a true positive future. And there is a spirit in America of awakening, and it's historic. And people really, really should be thankful. Imagine what it would be like right now if Hillary Clinton had been in office. Ladies and gentlemen, it'd be far worse with the censorship and all the other things. The economy would have been stalled out. They were planning a race war. Those documents have come out. They were planning a war between the sexes that they're still pushing when you go look at leftist propaganda. So this is such a historic time. And I'm just so thankful that God's giving us this chance. But it's just that. It's a chance. Imagine if I had told you 2 years ago that they would have the globalists collapsing worldwide. Bilderberg now is in CNBC, and they're saying, oh, Bilderberg's the group that cares and is truthful. Kit Daniels wrote a story for NewsWars.com yesterday. People should go read it. Oh, they're the group that wants to save America and cares about freedom. They're the truthful, good people. Just 6-7 years ago, CNBC said I was insane and Bilderberg didn't exist. Just a decade ago, Drudge Report was the first major U.S. media organization to start linking to our reports. Think about how far we've come and how every major global publication admits they're falling apart, Italy's preparing to pull out of the euro. These tyrants thought they could really be above the law and tax exempt and then tell us that they're SJWs and that we're bad if we're making a couple hundred thousand dollars a year. I mean, look at Bloomberg saying that poor people, people making $30,000 a year, should pay more taxes. They should pay no taxes. That is completely insane. They want full control. So, listeners, yes, we're turning the tide here, but InfoWars is under mega massive attack. It is under sustained enemy attack. And when you financially support us, it is the game changer. But they believe they can shut us down. It's going to set the precedent. That's why everybody needs to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get supplements and nutraceuticals you really need. We have got some of our best-selling products at 50% off right now and free shipping. The sale is going to have to end this week because things like DNA Force are selling out. Things like X2 at the biggest special we've ever offered is selling out. But I want people who haven't tried it to try it and see how amazing X2 is. InfoWarsStore.com. We're getting very, very close the next few weeks of selling out of Brain Force, our best-selling nootropic. It's only $19.95 right now. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. This will help fund our expansion in the face of the globalists and all they're trying to do to shut us down. So I want to salute you all for your help and your support. I want to thank you all being on vacation. I'm running into record numbers of people of every race, color, and creed who love liberty. The awakening is here, ladies and gentlemen, but the fight has just begun. So again, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Please take advantage of these record sales right now. And whatever you do, please pray for us. We're praying for you and spread the videos and the articles. Now, this, again, is what we really found. Democrats, unable, liberals, just average Austinites in the bluest of blue in Texas, in the heart of Austin, unable to mention or think of one good thing Obama has done. You talk about goldfish, they literally have no memory. These are very, very sad people that we need to help and pray for. Here they are.
Monday marked President Trump's 500th day in office, and while he's made many historic accomplishments, many people are still giving Obama credit for everything that's been going on with the economy, with employment rates. So we're out here on this beautiful day in Barton Springs to ask people what they think was Obama's greatest accomplishment during his presidency.
Ooh, that's a hard question.
5 minutes later.
Obama's most, like, his biggest accomplishment?
2 very boring minutes later.
I don't know. I can't really think of one right now. And this is like putting me on the spot because I'm from D.C., so I should be able to give you an answer. Yeah. I can't think of one. I think that what... Jeez. Anything from you?
No.
I'm so sorry. I can't give you an answer for that.
What Obama did? I honestly have no idea. He'd probably be better at answering this question. Do you want to answer?
Yes, sir.
Ah. 20 minutes later.
Yeah, I don't know. John Saddam. That'd be it, I would say. Go Obama.
Obama made equality of marriage. He
pulled back one of the worst recessions in our history and got us to a place where we were growing instead of shrinking. He brought dignity to the office, both at home and internationally. Yeah, we really looked up to him. We were really sad to see Obama leave.
I'm from the UK, so I've not got a clue, but he's not got a very good reputation in the UK.
Trump. Obama or Trump?
Trump. Yeah, but other than that, I was watching something on news this morning, I think it was on Fox, and they seem to be saying a lot of good things about him, so in comparison, I've no idea, but it seems, from my perspective as an Englishman, it seems to be turning some people's perspectives around.
Actually, I'm not really sure. Like, I think he's, like, a great, you're talking about Obama, a great representative for, like, America and the world, and I think he just made, America look really great while he was in office, and I always wanted to hear what he had to say.
Climate change. I mean, getting into the Paris Accord, well, it's good for the world, and we're part of the world, and if we don't have climate change under control, we'll all suffer. So he was looking out for the future, and he did it against a lot of pressure. So that was, I think that was the best thing he did. Well, number two, Obamacare.
He created health insurance so everybody could have health insurance. He forced insurance companies to not be allowed to exclude you based on a prior illness or, you know, that is one of the biggest problems and insecurities in everybody's life is that health insurance and ability to get it. And if you are unlucky enough to have a disability of any kind, you don't get anything. And he made that turnaround. That gave everybody security. Everybody. That is hands down the best thing that Obama did was that health care initiative and making health insurance companies required to cover you regardless of a prior illness, prior diagnosis. I have two kids with special needs. We wouldn't get insurance with that.
I'm going to pass this on to Raylan. Honestly, I just don't know what... I'm sorry, I don't know anything about that.
I think a lot of his... I think he had some presidential, the office ones where he can, presidential rides where he included, I think you can't discriminate by race, gender, or sexual orientation. Like, I feel like he changed that. I think, I'm not sure. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about with the presidential orders, I think. So he was able to do that. But I think Trump changed that.
He was there. He was present for, like, things that were going wrong in the community. He was present for, like, you know, tragedies. And, like, you could see it in his face. There's, like, clear empathy there. He, like, had an understanding. He empathized with people. So, like, I felt like the moves that he made weren't necessarily made from, like, this bias of, like, I need to be another pawn in this whole big game of chess and, like, move the pieces around. He was like, no, these are people. I need to care for people. And I think that's really.
Do you not feel like President Trump empathizes with black people or the black community?
I don't feel like President Trump empathizes, period. I think there's something.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best expose on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
We got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to give them a library, to give them your church. Get them right now at killinguncleSamBook.com. killinguncleSamBook.com.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I've dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad, does it attack belly fat? Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400.
The safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news. Today, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You had something to hide. Okay, we are going to air the video of all the mainstream news trying to demonize InfoWars, make a joke of InfoWars. Look at InfoWars, they're crazy. They think Trump's campaign was spied on. Oh, it's just like mainstream news, declassified documents, text messages from FBI agents. James Clapper admits it. They all admit it. Now they just say, oh, that's normal. But they don't retract their fake news. They don't apologize for demonizing us. Well, of course not. That was the agenda from the beginning. It wasn't to report news. It wasn't to give you facts. It was to demonize InfoWars. That was the entire purpose of that. So we'll have that really just embarrasses the mainstream media. And we just hope that the public can realize they have a memory better than a goldfish and go back in time to just remember how it all went down. But here we are now, and look at what we have today. Justice Department to show lawmakers classified materials on FBI source. Well, what does that mean? That means that the DOJ is going to show members of Congress whatever they have that is or was classified that shows the spies inside the Trump campaign. One, two, three, however many, the details, the reports, who was behind it. Of course, adding fuel to that fire has to be the Okunis lures that's outside the contiguous United States spies. In the redacted stroke page, text messages are now suggesting multiple spies targeted multiple Trump officials, and Obama wanted updates on the entire thing. Oh, but InfoWars was wrong somehow, even though they were right. Then that shows you the true desperation this Russia probe really is in, which really is also Spygate. Spygate became the Russia probe. That's basically what it was. Spygate was to spy on Trump and then try to keep him out of office. Failed. Then Spygate became Russiagate. Failed. So now, what does it become? Well, Robert Mueller is requesting that witnesses turn in their personal phones to inspect their encrypted messaging programs. Now, you want to know what that means, folks? That means Mueller has nothing. That means Robert Mueller, looking for Russian collusion, or looking for anything, really, has nothing. And so now he's asking for cell phones because he's so desperate for anything and everything. No, he doesn't want to know why Nellie Orr was communicating via ham radio, the wife of Bruce Orr, working under the Obama administration with Fusion GPS to create a fake document dossier on Trump, which, again, that was part of Spygate turning in to Russiagate. So then what happens? Now they say, and this is where you can actually start to understand better how operations like this come to fruition and how operatives get put in place. Former U.S. attorney says Manafort will likely go to prison Friday. Well, who is this former U.S. attorney? Well, it's Harry Littman. Where did Harry Littman go to school? Harvard Law. You're going to learn about Harvard, I have a feeling, in the near future, about what Harvard really is. A CIA deep state recruitment grounds, FBI recruitment grounds. That's what Harvard has become. Don't believe me? Look at all the deep state actors that come out of Harvard, folks. You wouldn't believe it. The judges, the president, Obama, Bush, all these judges. Here's another one. The Manafort tampering allegations. Special counsel Robert Mueller has accused Paul Manafort of attempted witness tampering. No, that's what the Mueller investigation is doing. If the allegations are true, which they're not, Manafort will have violated the conditions of his release and might have his bail revoked. Judge Amy Berman Jackson has scheduled a hearing on the matter for late next week. Who's Amy Berman Jackson? Harvard Law grad, Obama appointee. That's how these people work, folks. Then, the stories on InfoWars.com from Steve Watson. Retired Colonel Trump is made to order for seduction by Kremlin. I mean, this is madness. Again, this is the desperate deep state throwing feces against the wall and calling it news. Now, here's an example of just Arrested Development throwing feces at the wall. Stormy Daniels says her lawyer and Michael Cohen colluded to help Trump. So the porn star apparently has gotten enough attention and enough money. She's going to continue to use Trump to market her porn tour and leave it to NBC News, Politico, CNN, MSNBC to make a national story of it and give her free publicity. A porn star is now smarter than all of the left-wing media in America combined. Congratulations. Here's another example of Arrested Development flinging feces at the wall. Colin Kaepernick's legal team expected to subpoena President Trump in case against the NFL. Do you realize how ridiculous this is? Do you actually realize how ridiculous this is? Colin Kaepernick quit! He quit! How come everybody seems to ignore this? Why is Colin Kaepernick making a national case out of him not being able to get a job in the NFL when he quit? He quit! He had a year on his contract! He made $80 million! He quit! He walked away! And then he bitches about President Trump? You quit! You quit! Excuse me. I just, it's so ridiculous. These people use Colin Kaepernick. They say, well, look at the NFL. Look at what Trump's done to Colin Kaepernick. Look at the racism of Colin Kaepernick. He quit. He quit. He quit. And then they have this whole story with the Eagles. And then you do more research into that. Look at what the Eagles did to President Trump. Originally, they send a message. We're going to send 70 people to the White House. Let's arrange the White House visit. White House says, great, let's get it done. Arrange everything, ready for 70 people to show up. 2 days before, the Eagles get back in touch with the White House and say, we're only sending 10 people, only two players. Or excuse me, I think it was only one player, Nick Foles. One player. And they all go for Obama, who was a total traitor, total trash, but then they don't go for Trump. And then the media says, how dare Trump? This just shows you who Trump is. LeBron says, oh, I'm not surprised. This is a racist Trump. Of course he's going to do this. The Eagles set him up. The Eagles set him up and then bailed, and then they blame him because he doesn't want to waste his time with 10 Eagles, only one player. He says, you know what? I think I'd rather devote my time to members of the military that are real heroes of this nation. But the media, oh, how dare Trump? It doesn't matter that every championship team went for Obama, and then all of a sudden they just stopped going for Trump. He's not supposed to take that personally. It's his fault. Oh, and by the way, Colin Kaepernick took the first knee when Obama was president. Go back to that, though. You have this gentleman deciding to take a knee at the event that Trump hosted for the veterans and for active duty military at the White House. The guy takes a knee. Can you imagine a more pathetic sap? I mean, how do you even explain that? Brainwashed idiot. That's how you explain that. So that's what you have going on today in America. Most incredible times ever. And it's just sad, I think, that a lot of people have no idea how serious this stuff really is, have no idea the historic times they're living in. It's really just incredible. But here we are every day, broadcasting it live for you at Infowars.com/show. And it's all possible, not because this fool takes a knee at the White House. No, it's all possible because of brave men and women that stood up for liberty in the face of tyranny every time it threatened this country. And then this broadcast is possible because of your support at Infowarsstore.com. And it's funny, I said the other day, the more they attack us, the more our sponsors, which is you, the listener, goes to InfoWarsStore.com and supports us. And then I had a wave of people sending me tweets about all the new products they brought, spending hundreds of dollars on the new products. And that's what our audience does. Take advantage of free shipping, super summer sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Huge specials. I know you're going to come through. You always do. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.